What else did it say? Repent, be baptized, every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin. That's salvation, right? And then what was the third one? King James, Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit. You receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. What is that? That's fire. That's what it was over here. Jesus said, I'll baptize you with the Holy Spirit with fire. Oh, goodness. It's what cleans the house. It's what cleans the house. Fire purifies. Man, I want God to burn stuff out of me all the time. Why? The moment you step out into the world, things come at you, man. They come at you 10 different ways. How many of you ever need to ask God to forgive you sometimes? Yeah. Sometimes 10 times a day. But it's better to go to God 10 times than to be goofy and not go to Him. We all need God 24 hours a day to keep us fresh. You can't trust in your flesh. You can't trust in, oh, well, I've got it down now. Man, we need God. We need Him every day. We need a fresh and filling every day. In the Old Testament, when the priests would go into the tabernacle, every day, they would take out the old oil, pour it out, and put in fresh oil. And they would clean the wick, and they would burn the wick. What was that a sign of? That's a sign of the church, the candlestick that had those knops and flowers and the seven branches, which represents the church with fruit and growth. But on the top of it, it was a bowl, and it was the abiding presence of the Spirit was that flame that was burning. And God wanted fresh oil every day, and He wanted to trim that lamp so that your light would burn brightly. Glory to God. Every day, we got to keep our lamps trimmed and burning. Every day, it's a fresh start. We say, Lord, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm a priest unto God. I'm here to offer gifts of sacrifice and praise to my King of Kings. And Lord, you got an assignment for me today. I want it to be fresh. Lord, I shake the dust off of yesterday. And I repent of anything I've done wrong, things I've said wrong, things I've done wrong. And I'm believing you for a fresh outpouring of your Spirit in my life today. Yes, that's the way we live, church. Glory to God. And so, when he said, what shall we do? He said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise, what promise? The promise of the Holy Spirit is unto you and your children. And to all that are afar off. Everybody say all. Even as many as the Lord our God should call. That's everybody. He's saying the gift of the Holy Spirit is for everybody. It's not for some. We've made it optional when it's gospel. It's not optional, it's gospel. Why? Because, man, we need it. We need everybody. We don't need just a few preachers. We don't just need just a few strong people in a church. We need the whole church. Yeah. So, brother so-and-so, he can't do much. Well, don't you put down brother so-and-so. If he does the one thing God asked him to do, then that's the right thing to do. Yeah. Don't ever put down brother so-and-so. He's part of the church. He's part of the body of Christ. We need everybody. There are thousands and thousands in this county alone that are on spiritual welfare, living off of other people, instead of going to God and being filled with the Holy Spirit of God for their own selves. You see it in people's eyes. The church, when you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you're a different person. You got this Mike Singletary look in your eye. How many of you have seen the 49ers head coach? He's got this wild look. Like he's ready to go somewhere and do something. He had it when he was a player. You know, they always used to show his eyes on TV because he's just everywhere. He's got something going on inside. Besides, he's a believer. Hallelujah to God. When you got the Holy Spirit, maybe you got some financial problems. Maybe your house isn't the one you picked out. Maybe your kids are goofed up a little bit. Maybe the dog, you know, he's got three legs instead of four. You know, there's a few things wrong in your life. But you know what? When you got the Holy Ghost, it don't matter. Hallelujah to God, because I'm born of God. I got a call on my life. I got something to do. I got a place to go. I got something to say.